guys, it's happening. Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. Well, in fact, actually, Blonde Daddy Sitch. And we are here for another episode of Here's the Sitch with my wife, Lawrence, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yep, it's episode 47. It is mid-December, and we are getting ready for the holidays.
Well, what does that mean, honey? We're getting ready for the holidays.
Oh my God. It means that there's a lot going on every day. We just wrapped up filming, but we've been filming for months and being very busy with work, very blessed to be busy, but also having a crazy schedule. Having our 6.5 month old every day and watching him grow and explore Christmas for the first time is the best feeling ever. He'll actually be 7 months the day after Christmas on the 26th.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's really important. My husband is making me laugh. But I think it's really important to be mindful. And what helps me be mindful this year is having my baby, seeing him experience his first holiday season and his first Christmas and all his first moments. Because just knowing that next year he's going to be so much bigger and so different and walking and talking and eating food and sitting in his high chair and throwing food, like, it's going to be a totally different world. So this is like the only Christmas that we have of him being a little baby. So every morning we get up, we put on Christmas music, I feed him and we do the Christmas music, and he loves listening to people sing and all that good stuff. So it's just a special time of year, and I think it's important for everybody to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have so much to do, and shopping and cooking and baking and getting ready for guests and entertaining. It adds a lot more to your plate to fill up on your already busy days if you're working and running a household, taking care of a family. But I think it's important for you to remember what the holiday season's all about.
Yeah. We've spoken about being grateful, and I think it's very important to always be grateful, but also at the same time during the holidays, you know, and obviously, you know, put in a hard day at work, you know, be good to your family and friends, but then at the end of the night, reflect on all your hard work. It's the end of the year, guys. You know, we didn't come this far just to come this far, and it's been a tough couple years for all of us. You know, we've been sailing the high seas, but hey, if you're listening to this podcast, you're trying to better yourself. And also, like I said, try to slow it down a little bit and, I don't know, just be more mindful of what's happening. I know, like my wife said, you know, with the baby, it's easy for us to, you know, really be happy and grateful and really savor these moments, because these are all firsts for him, you know?
Yeah, they're firsts. And like I said, they're onlys. Like, next year he'll be a whole growing boy, you know what I mean? Like, instead of being turning 7 months next year, what would he be? Like, almost, he'll be almost 2 years. Guys, math is not my strong suit. But no, like, he'll be a whole different child, you know what I mean? He'll be a toddler, and he'll be running around, and he'll be saying things. Well, and it's just so, it's so special, but it's just...
I think that's why we're saying to always be mindful, because some of these moments...
You don't get them back.
You don't get them back. They're going to fly by. So it's important to savor, you know, the first time you put up the Christmas lights for him, or his first Christmas tree, and dress up for Santa for the holidays. And again, guys, those of you who are not celebrating Christmas, obviously, happy holidays to you. Hanukkah is going on right now as well, right, honey?
I think Hanukkah was early this year.
Yeah.
I think it finished.
Yeah.
I think it was early in December. I think so.
Damn.
Time's been flying.
Damn. Well, all right.
Hanukkah was early.
Well, damn. Well, listen.
But there's so many different religions and celebrations.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Just everything.
Yeah.
December is a month of celebrating and being with family and friends and enjoying all the hard work you put in all year.
Well, speaking of that, the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation airs January 8th.
No. It's the 6th. January 8th is Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Wow, that's wild.
It's January 6th, damn. So it's 2 days
sooner. Wow, that was a good catch, honey. All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to redo that, guys. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is going to be premiering on January 6th?
Yes, it's Jersey, January 6th.
8, 7 Central, only on MTV.
Wow. Holy shit, that's only 3 weeks away, by the way.
We'll probably be filming, too, the new season around that time, too, which is kind of quick.
Yeah, we only have like a 2.5 week break, which is crazy, but it's like...
Listen, if y'all want to churn out those seasons, I guess it's cool.
No, it is. I mean, it's a blessing. It's just we've been
busy.
We've been very busy. And it's nice because I'm always someone who worked. So as much as it's a hectic life, I love being busy. Like, I like getting up early, getting 10 things done, and by the time it's 12 p.m., you know, and then you know what I mean? Like, I just like the schedule of accomplishing a lot every day.
Oh, no.
Including work.
I totally.
And then a workout and then a baby.
I agree with that, yeah.
You know, food shopping, like all these different things. Like, I love having like packed days, but I think it ends up burning you out as well. You have to find a good balance. But yeah, we're back.
It is also key to implement balance or be mindful of it, you know. And I think that's the key to a happy, healthy life is also being mindful of balance. Speaking of balance, how many times are you trying to get your workouts in this week, honey?
God, I wish three. I wish.
You're doing 2 or 3 this week?
No, I'm doing... So every week I usually do 2 because those are the days that I know I have someone to watch Romeo and help me. But I would love to do 3. 3 is really where I see like a change significantly in my body. Mm-hmm. So I might have to hit up Romeo's daddy to maybe...
Do a third
day. Like maybe an early morning I'll go. Because he doesn't get up that early anymore.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'll go like really early.
Yeah.
And he'll be like just waking up for the day. And you could have daddy sun time.
Well, there you go, guys. My wife is prioritizing self-care, self-love, exercise right there. Maybe grandma will come over.
Yeah.
Or obviously Big Daddy Sitch will help out with obviously Romeo.
All right, guys. So today's episode is brought to you by Helix Sleep. I've spoken to you many times about Helix Sleep. They are the mattresses that we have all over our house in all of our bedrooms, guest bedrooms. And I have to say, every guest that stays here absolutely loves them and raves about the Helix Sleep mattress. So when Mike and I first moved into our home, we wanted to find a mattress that was perfect for both of us. We took the Helix quiz, which is so easy on their website, and within a few short questions, we had the answer for us of what mattress is perfect for us. We both are mainly side sleepers, but also an occasional back sleeper. So we do like a semi-firm mattress, but we want it to be cozy and comfy at the same time. So Helix provided that for us. And the quiz is just the go-to way to find the perfect mattress match for you. So of course, we have a special discount code for our loyal Here's the Sitch listeners. Today, if you go to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I promise you will. So it is a total zero-risk situation. Helix is offering our Here's the Sitch listeners a very special discount today. So if you head over to helixsleep.com/situation, you can get up to $200 off all mattress orders. That's only for our Here's the Sitch listeners. So that's helixsleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. You spend so much time in your bed sleeping. I forgot what the crazy astronomical number is, but it's like, I think it's like over a third of your life you spend sleeping. So you want to make sure it's quality REM sleep in the most comfortable, high quality mattress you can find. And that's what Helix is, guys. Check it out. You're going to love it.
I'll be honest, yesterday, I'm sure like most of you guys, I did a little too much with the Christmas cookies. I think I had like...
I didn't even look at what damage you did yet, but I did. You told me you weren't going to do it this year.
I am continuing with my exercise and my vitamin regimen, but to be honest with you, it only comes once a year. So I only eat these cookies once a year. So I'll be honest with you, I think at one sitting, I had like five or six.
Wow. So every year I do a baking cookie day with my two sisters, and they're my grandma's recipes. We used to make them with my grandma all growing up, and then she passed in 2013. And then my sisters and I, you know, we wanted to keep making them. So it just like naturally turned into a like a tradition. So mm-hmm. every year my sisters and I get together at someone's house and we bake the whole day, because these cookies, like one of them, they're called Love Knots mm-hmm. and they take forever to make. Mm-hmm. There's like many processes to them. So we usually start early in the morning and bake them. But this year we have two little babies. So we went to my little sister's house. I brought Romeo. Michelle had Sienna, who's 2 months. So we had a 6-month-old and a 2-month-old and a day of baking.
Yeah.
So it was like I was there till like almost 10 o'clock at night.
You were doing the most.
I was doing the most. And this was the first day off I had from work. I went right into baking extravaganza.
Yeah.
And then I came home and I said, Mike, I spent the entire day caring for the baby and baking these cookies. Because every year, guess what happens? We bake them early. And then Mike eats like a good solid tray between now and Christmas. And then I have to remake them.
But we don't have a kitchen right now, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot. So, yeah, we don't have a kitchen. So I would have
to remake them.
Well, I have the ingredients because I bought extra because mm-hmm. I prepared yeah. to have to remake them. Because mm-hmm. usually like 2 days before Christmas, I'll remake like 2 more trays. So I have it for guests and to give away. So I might have to like borrow someone's kitchen, because it seems like you are on the track to finishing that one tray off of your favorite romance cookies.
I'm trying not to. You know, I did have four to six last night within about 5 seconds. But like I said, I got to stay tight and right.
Which ones did you have? Did you have the romance or the Love Knots? Because I can't remake the Love Knots by myself.
I had the romance cookies.
Okay.
But I will say, we spoke about this yesterday. I woke up and my throat was a little tingly. Like it was from the sugar.
It's from the sugar.
A lot of people don't know, and maybe they're not mindful of it, that the sugar's not good for you. You know,
no.
I did see an article about COVID's that was talking about blood sugar. And obesity and things like that, and how it affects people that are, you know, it affects everyone. I'm not going to say that it doesn't, but more so someone that may not be of good health, I guess.
Yeah, more susceptible to different infections or different, maybe you're on medications for different things that you have on a daily basis.
And also don't quote me because I'm not a doctor, but I'm just referencing an article that I saw two nights ago about sugar and about obesity and COVID. So,
yeah. So I always say, it's funny because I always say to Mike, like, I won't have sugar or snacks. I don't really like them, but I specifically won't have them at night or at bedtime because I notice that like, even if obviously I will brush my teeth before I go to bed, but just like the remnants of it lingering in your throat, I'm susceptible and prone to like throat infections. That's like when I get burnt out and run down, I'll get a bad throat infection. That's just how my body works. Mm-hmm. So if there's like sugar hanging out there, it's just like a breeding ground for any kind of bacteria or infection or anything. So I cut it out. And honestly, I used to love Oreos, but I had to stop eating Oreos years ago because every time I had an Oreo, my throat would hurt.
I'll be honest with you. I do love Oreos.
What happened to Oreos? I probably will
order them again. but it is the truth. When you do have some sugary things at night, the next morning your throat hurts a little bit.
Cancer like breeds on sugar. Like so many different diseases and illnesses mm-hmm. sugar is just a breeding ground for them. So you may not even know you have certain things in your body, and if you're eating sugar, it's just growing and manifesting like wildfire.
I think a good way to combat that obviously is to be mindful of your sugar intake, but also intermittent fasting. Cuz obviously, I don't know if
it
my...
It starves those cells, right?
Yes, it starves out those cancer cells. Well, I think a lot of them maybe. I can't, don't quote me, but I could have sworn I...
No, but that's like the gist behind that.
Yeah, you're, you know, starving things out and... My wife is getting flustered over the rumba that she hears. That's,
oh, I just don't want it to wake Romeo up. It's starting to sound loud.
That's actually in this hallway right here. Okay. Yeah.
I think that is the gist of fasting anyway. Like, it starves out the negative things in your body.
Well, I think
the cells regenerate into new cells.
It
right?
probably also regulates your blood sugar too. It's like your blood sugar is not always spiking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're intermittent fasting most of the day. And then eating healthy in your window. So I think that is definitely a good idea to be proactive. And we are a family that does intermittent fasting. So during the time of COVID, so we're trying to do the most some preparations here.
Can we talk about the Christmas menu? Because I feel like people really live for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for the holiday foods. And we are foodies.
That's right in my wheelhouse for sure.
And we still, like, we've been so busy that I don't think we've even sat down together as a couple to decide on the Christmas menu.
I would also like to hear other people's choices and other people's family traditions of what they're, you know, having. Because that's
food. Every household's different.
Everyone loves food and every household is different. I agree.
And everyone has their traditions. Like, mom's... It's so, you would never eat this on a holiday, but, or maybe some people do, but it just came to my brain because I have mommy brain, but I was like, mom's meatloaf. But I was trying to say, like, you know, like Aunt Kathy's stuffing, or like all these people have traditions of, you have like an emotional attachment to food and what you would eat on that holiday growing up.
Yeah.
And it's a nostalgic feeling when you have it every holiday. So like for us, what's your like most nostalgic food for Christmas or Christmas Eve?
Well, we're hosting Christmas Eve this year, although our kitchen fell apart. We were able to get it back to a functional, I guess.
Not really.
It's able to. It's functional now for Christmas Eve. I mean, and we don't really necessarily cook in it, but we're going to be able to host in it. Mm. I think Christmas Eve is my favorite holiday for food because I love the seven fishes. Mm. Do you actually know what the seven fishes are, honey?
Like the fish?
Well, do you know the definition? It's an old school tradition.
No, I know what the seven fishes is, but I think the fish is usually like scungio or like the appetizers, clams, vongole, possibly spaghetti with that or linguine with that.
Some bacala.
Salted bacala. Like, that's, my grandma used to do that. We don't really do that because I don't think anyone eats that.
Well, the Feast of the Seven Dishes is an annual Christmas.
You said seven dishes.
No, I said, guys, it's not easy to do a podcast with your wife. The Feast of the Seven Fishes is an annual Christmas Eve. It's pretty much an epic seafood feast, and it's an Italian-American tradition, let's see what they say here. What is the seven fishes? Let's see the seven fishes here. Where is it? All right, anyway, Google's messing me up here. But it's pretty much, you know, what my wife said. It's goes back to the old country, bacala, galamad.
Scungio,
yep,
vongole.
Yep, scungili, clams.
All the good stuff. So we'll usually do like a mix of things and we'll throw them in like a lobster tail or something.
Too, yeah, right? I'll be honest. I'm going to go with lobster oreganata.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with clams oreganata.
Hmm.
I'm going to go also with shrimp oreganata. All right. And then because I have a lot of oreganata, I'm going to go with the regular fried galamad calamari.
But the oreganata galamad is so good.
The oreganata, it is good, but I got so much oreganata.
So get some other, change it up. See, we haven't even discussed this menu. We need to go over this in detail.
We're going over it right now, honey. It's just too much oreganata.
That oreganata is like to die for.
It is really good.
Fried galamad that's so bland. It was just like.
But everything's oreganata. You got to flip it up a little bit.
So change it up.
I am changing it up by doing regular galamad because there's a lot of oreganata.
That's a mistake.
I don't think there's a mistake because there needs to be balance in your menu.
Yeah.
If you have too much oreganata, You know, then...
it's so good, though. Do you remember how good that was?
I do remember it is, but...
It's totally different taste.
I'm an expert at menu choosing, honey.
All right. Well, what are we doing for desserts?
I'm not done yet. I'm not done, honey. Also, you got to do a pasta choice.
Yes. Do you do lasagna? Or do you do like a...
Lasagna's Christmas Day.
Oh. So are you doing... You do like a fish sauce with all the crab. Well, Fried sauce with the crab.
Yeah, you do a...
Yes, I love that.
You do a crab sauce with linguine. Mm. But also, I'm going to throw in another pasta because sometimes people don't like all the fish.
Yeah.
So you got to throw
in...
I love all the fish too. But sometimes... You get a family member or a friend that doesn't necessarily like fish all the time. Like Polly, for instance, he doesn't eat fish.
Nicole either, right?
Probably Nicole. I don't know about Nicole, but I know definitely Polly. So just in general, you got to throw in an option. Maybe you throw in a penne vodka. You know what I mean? You're obviously going to have your crab sauce linguine, but you maybe throw in... A penne vodka.
Plus, that'll be good for the kids, too. Like my nephews, if they don't want all that seafood.
Exactly. Another reason why, and it's one of my favorites, I'm throwing in a tray of chicken cutleters.
Oh, chicken cutlets. You can't go wrong with them. Like everyone loves the chicken cutlet.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with chicken cutleters. I feel that that's enough because I feel like that's a lot. You have the lobster. Tails, oreganata.
Yeah.
You have the shrimp oreganata, clams oreganata, the galamad. Okay. And then obviously you have your crab sauce linguine.
I love that.
And then for the people that don't eat the fish, I'm throwing in chicken cutleters and possibly a penne vodka, or maybe I'll throw in a fettuccine's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fettuccine Alfredo or some peas and pancetta.
Yeah, like a garganelli. Yeah. I haven't decided yet, but that is my menu that's in the making.
A work in progress.
But it's happening today because I'm going to call up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to call up Steve.
Okay. So we're going to order that because I have no kitchen to cook in.
Exactly. And also I'm going to do...
Catering.
I'm also going to set up an appetizer tray.
A
meat and cheese board.
We're going to do
appetizers.
Serious charcuterie?
I think it's charcuteries.
I think it's charcuterie.
Yeah.
But we're going to set that up. My sister did a ridiculous one for Thanksgiving.
She did.
And
even my mom said, she said about your sister's tray. She's like, oh my God, where did you get that? I'm like, she actually made that herself.
Yeah. You just cover the table, like the runner part of the table in, what was it, like parchment paper or something? Because you don't have a tray that big. It's like the length of a 10-foot table. And she just started doing her little different meats and cheeses and dips and crackers and oh my God. And my sister, like, listen, this is good quality meats and cheese. Like, this is not a Lunchable type open it up. This is like imported.
Oh, no.
The real deal.
We got to stick to Italian traditions here.
So everything, like every single item in that huge board she had was unbelievably delicious. And that's my favorite thing to have is like the appetizers and dessert.
The prosciutto, the like soubrassade, you know, all that. The gabagol.
Yeah.
Also, you know, obviously olives and cheese and things like that. Now that would just be sort of like is that like a grazing table?
Yeah.
That'd be like a little bit of a grazing table. We just spoke about the entrees that I have set up. And also the chicken cutlets could be for the kids too. Sometimes kids don't eat fish.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, guys, we don't have a kitchen, so we obviously have to cater this year. But usually my mom does the Christmas Eve anyway, and her stuff is fire. There's going to be a dessert table, and my mom said that she would bring some cream puffs.
Oh, cream puffs.
She said normally that there is a cheesecake or an Italian cheesecake that people do. So maybe I'll ask her if she can do the Italian cheesecake. But she's making her own food on Christmas Day. So I can't ask my mom to do too much for the day before,
well,
which is our
holiday. Well, my
grandma
wanted to bring desserts anyway. So I just have to tell her what's already accounted for. All right, guys. So you know how much the Situations love HelloFresh. I have spoken to you about it many times before and is still our number one meal kit. We love it. It is America's number one meal kit, and it is number one for a reason. So what I love best about HelloFresh is that the menu offers 50 different market items that you can choose from each week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing you with plenty of variety. So if you have a household of picky eaters, HelloFresh is there for you. I also love that the ingredients travel from the farm to my door within 1 week, so I'm getting the convenience without skimping on the quality. Plus, I'm able to skip trips to the grocery store and avoid those crazy long lines around the holidays. HelloFresh meals are ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, their quick and easy meals are 20-minute recipes or low prep and easy to clean up options. You can get food on the table quicker so you can spend more holiday time with your loved ones. Recipes like the balsamic fig beef tenderloin or the pecan encrusted salmon make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out. Or you can go for cozy comfort food choice like chicken sausage and sweet potato soup for a cold winter night. Honestly, I have to tell you, the balsamic and fig beef tenderloin is fire, and I highly suggest it if you take us up on our offer today, because of course, HelloFresh is offering our Here's the Sitch listeners a very special code for today, only for our loyal listeners. Head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14. And use code SITUATION14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation14 with code SITUATION14 for 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and they are Situation household approved. So check them out. You will love them as much as we do.
Well, right now, BDS is running a point on this Christmas Eve for Romeo's Christmas Eve. And you know that I'm going to do it big. I do everything big.
Oh, my God. I didn't order the Santa costume.
That's something that we need to be on.
I feel like I have to hit someone for a good one for that.
Yep. We have to do a Santa outfit, whether I dress or one of the family members dress for Romeo. We have our Christmas lights up. They turn on every day at 4 o'clock. So we feel that the guests are going to come around 4:30. Right, yeah. That's a good idea. Yep. So it's nighttime, the lights are up. I'll probably have the food set up for when people get there around 4:30, and then the entrees around 5 or 6. Yeah, have the grazing
set up, and then appetizers and all that good stuff.
Yep, yep.
Maybe so we should do a signature drink, like a mocktail. Like, you know, for the baptism, we did these signature drinks that were mocktails, which means it's not a real drink. Like, it's not an alcohol drink. It's a real drink.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, you didn't see them?
No.
They were like fancy drinks. They looked like a cocktail, but they were mocktails.
Yeah,
they
had no alcohol. We definitely did the most for Romeo's baptism. And you guys will see that on this season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Let's talk about the new season.
We really can't talk about the next season.
Well, we could share some Easter eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that MTV hits me up all the time and says, take that post down. And I'm like, I don't know
but what you're... But they don't listen to the podcast.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Dude, like, what is wrong with you?
If you ever see a photo go up and then get deleted on Mike's Instagram, that is what happened.
And then I put it back up because I don't think that all of the executives watch, you know, my Instagram. And then my friends are fooling around in group chat. They're like, Mike's posting the whole season.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny. Actually, at the end of the day, I feel that when I do the posting, it's helping sort of the show out, because it's like, you're not going to see that stuff for a couple months anyway.
Yeah, I actually want to know what you guys think, because we have a biased point of view. We think it helps the show when we post like photos from the trip, because let's be honest, a photo is a photo.
You're not going to see it for months anyway.
Yeah, like what does it say? A picture says 1,000 words. Like it's up to interpretation. It's not like we're airing some kind of scene or footage.
It's a sneak peek.
It gets you hyped up, you know?
I just feel that the owners or the people that run or the powers that be, as they say, they're old school. They're old school. And that's why I always post, because I'm like, some don't even have Instagram. Actually, I think our boss, boss doesn't even have Instagram. Yeah. And that's why I always post, and they call me up and they're like, take the post down. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But listen, we can say some things like that are obvious. So this season.
Honey, what do you mean? You're going to start giving Easter eggs here?
No, this season, I'm obviously two new humans are born into the world.
Yeah, listen, honey, you can't say much. Obviously, it documents our pregnancy. And then obviously, Diener has her second child and that journey and the whole fam and the squad and a new vacation. I think it's a good season. Actually, I heard the bosses are pretty happy about, you know, what had transpired.
I can't wait to see the trailer.
Speaking of the trailer should be out this week.
Yeah, there's a Christmas special that is airing on Thursday, which I think is the 16th. So the 16th, I'm assuming we'll have the first
some sort of
release
trailer.
of a short trailer.
Something, yeah.
I can't wait to see that. We see it when you guys see it. So, like, we haven't seen the trailer yet. Like, yeah. I'm hyped to see it.
I'm definitely hyped. I'm also hyped to wonder, and this one didn't even air yet, but we're talking about maybe going to another one soon. I think that's a good thing. I guess.
I have to do that paperwork.
I guess
Romeo's passport.
For Romeo's passport.
Yeah. We have to, because he's like a first timer and he's underage.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's 7 months.
Yeah.
We have to make the appointment and both of us have to go in person because we're like vouching for him as his parents. You know what I mean? So it's like a much bigger deal than getting just mailing in for a renewal or whatever. So we got to do that in the new year, I guess, unless we have time next week to go to the
appointment. We'll have to address that. I'm hyped because my mom said that his eyes are going to keep getting lighter and lighter. Right now he has, you know, like blue eyes.
Yeah.
But sometimes I see like a little green ring in the middle.
Yeah. That means they're blue. Mine changed.
That's his daddy. His daddy's got green eyes.
Yeah, but your eyes don't go back and forth blue and green. Mine change. Mine are blue, but like they'll change bluish something. So I think his eyes are going to be blue.
I do think so too. I think they're just going to keep getting lighter.
I mean, they are blue.
It's very exciting to go through this journey of parenthood. And like my wife said in the beginning of the podcast, every day is special, you know?
Yeah, because every day is like he's grown. It's so crazy because I'm not on social media as much anymore.
No, she's not.
Because I'm with the baby all the time.
Well, that's good. It's good to be mindful.
And I like it because, you know, social media is a crazy place. So I like to, you know, just keep positivity in my life.
And now they got this metaverse thing coming out, which I feel is the beginning of the Matrix.
Isn't the metaverse just the new name for Facebook?
No, it's like a virtual world.
Oh, see, this is how like disconnected I am. I didn't even know that. I thought, they just renamed Facebook Meta.
They did.
So the metaverse is different than Meta.
Well, Facebook, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that Facebook came out with the metaverse, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like the new, instead of social networking, now this is like their new thing. Maybe it's going to combine everything, but I feel it's just going to, the way that social media disconnected the whole world with real life, it's just going to continue to go in that other direction. And I feel that there may even be an ulterior motive for this.
Well, that's a whole different
because
podcast.
if you're locked up in not in social medias, which we really are, but in like the metaverse of living another world, you're not going to be experienced the real
it's
world.
It's like and Sims, maybe that, but 2022.
But maybe that's the motive. They want people to be locked up in VR because they don't want you in the real world.
Yeah. Do you know that they like the creators and makers of all these social media applications, like they
vie for your attention?
No, they have like, yeah, they have
algorithms.
Like, yes. They have like people that work for them that are like addiction specialists in order to like, that's why when you open your phone, you immediately like you don't, some people might check their email and their messages and whatnot. But like, I'm sorry, like top three, if you're doing email message, the next thing is Instagram or whatever your social media like addiction part is. And you might have just been on it 30 seconds ago.
Oh, for sure. It's another addiction, for sure.
It's like, but they actually have people to make the application more addictive. Yes.
Well, it's good for people to be, I guess, as quote unquote, woke or educated or mindful of what's really happening.
And they have timers on your phone. Like one of my friends has a timer, like, because for kids you can do it, but you can also do it for yourself. So if you're finding yourself spending too much time on social media, they have like on the settings where you can be like, I'm only allowed to go on Instagram 30 minutes a day. And then when you hit the 30 minute quota, your phone alerts you and you can say like, override, I want to still be on Instagram. Or you say, wow, I've been on this for an hour or two hours or 3 hours, so I'm not going back on today.
I'm actually
guilty. That's like a good thing.
I'm guilty of being on it, you know, I know last, you know, I'm on it a lot, you know, and also my business is directly correlated with social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that stuff. And I run all my things.
Yeah. I think that just makes it harder to get off of it because then you're spending a lot of your time on it for a work purpose.
But I have to say that I prioritize exercise. I prioritize, and sometimes I work out 2 times a day, guys. So obviously I can't be on social media. Also, I prioritize my vitamin regimen. I prioritize being there for my family. Good decisions. Social media is in there, but it's not at the top of my list, guys.
Also, I saw this meme. I should have saved it because it was so impactful when I saw it. I saw it like in the middle of the night when either Mosey and Romeo both got up in the middle of the night last night at 2 different times. So I was up most of the night. But there was one of these memes where it was like showing you what your babies and kids like absorb just by seeing you.
Oh, yeah.
And like at such a young age, this is like now, like you're just ingraining things in their head that like, they're sponges.
Yeah.
And it was showing like it was like cartoons. So like the first picture was like you're holding the baby and the baby sees you and your face is at your phone.
Yeah.
So like you're kind of like, you're subliminally like teaching them that like this is important. Like this is the most important thing.
Oh, no,
this is what you're staring at.
Yeah,
and then,
I can see that.
And that's a big reason why I'm not on social media as much either. And then there was another one. And then it's like the common sense things. Like the baby's absorbing like your tone, like how your household is. Like, and a lot of people, I have to say, one of the most things that make me happiest is when I see so many comments saying how happy Romeo is.
Yeah, well, this household is super positive over here.
And he is a happy baby. So, you know what I mean? He is a good, easy, happy baby. But I will say, like, the people that are like, you can tell he's in a happy, loving home.
Facts.
It means, like, the world to me because that's, we don't have, like, chaos in our home.
No, we don't.
Like, we might have busyness and chaos of, like, a work thing.
And lots of people.
And people like that, in and out because we're filming a TV show and that requires literally a production crew.
And running multiple businesses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of revolving doors and all that kind of stuff. But even when that's happening, we have music on. We have like good energy, good vibes. Like the crew always says, like they're like, we love coming to Mike and Lauren's because like just the energy is good. Like we have music playing. It's like an ambiance. Obviously, we turn the music off when we film because you can't have that. But like that's our vibe when we're getting ready for the day. And it just sets the tone. And like, it's just a happy home. And like that, I feel like is the biggest compliment I can ever get is when people say to me, like, you could tell he's in a loving, happy home because of how happy he is.
I think the root of that is us always being mindful and also us always exhibiting our gratefulness for life every day. And just the little things in life, you know, family, the food in our fridge, our job, our friends, our family. We really put forth the most effort in the little things. And I think that's why we have very meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
You know, we put the effort in with family, with friends. If there's any negativity out there, we put boundaries. There's going to be some friends or even some family that are not doing the right thing. That's cool. You know, you guys can do your thing, but it's not going to be around me. I can love family and friends from a distance. And once you're doing the right thing, then maybe you can come back around. You know what I'm saying? Actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get that mixed up where it's like, oh, just because it's a friend or a family and whatnot, like you're going to accept negativity. And you're like, no. There is no negativity in my life. And if there is, I remove it.
You find a way to remove it.
Yep. And I've been doing that for years. If you've listened to any of my podcasts or any of these episodes, that's how we, you know, turned everything around little by little, taking away any negativity, whatever it was, any negative activities, negative friends, people, places, any of that stuff. You take it out little by little and you replace it with positive. But I'll be honest, you know, we've had an episode before about social medias, but I'm telling you, man, this, the metaverse could be the beginning of the Matrix. Okay, I'm a big fan of Matrix. Actually, The Matrix is coming out.
I've still never watched that movie.
I think it's coming out December 22nd. I'm going to be hyped for that. But I just saw on, it's probably social media, obviously.
I'm going to have to watch the original one because I still never watched any of them.
You know, they say that we're in The Matrix right now.
Well, they say we're in like The Matrix / Truman Show. Yeah, simulation.
Yeah, they say we're in a simulation. Earth
is
a simulation.
But that's, again, this is a conspiracy theory podcast. We're going down.
Yeah.
I was trying to look for the meme. I can't find it. But I will say being a parent just like opens up your eyes to so many things.
They say that you're living. Way. Yeah, they say you're living life like brand new. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Through the baby's eyes.
Well, you know what? I created the social media page for the baby before he was
born. Speaking of that, man, he's got like 585,000 followers on Instagram.
I think it's 480.
Oh, really?
485. Let me look. Yeah, it's like 480 something. It's at It's Baby Situation, if you want to follow. So I created it when I was pregnant because I wanted to document. Well, I wanted to document my pregnancy, but then I also knew that when you're a parent, you like share so many videos and photos and everything. And I didn't want like my identity and my Instagram to become the baby. I was like, he deserves his own. Mm-hmm. So that's why I made his own. And I kind of made it just to like have his memories and stuff. And it's so crazy because we filmed with Romeo. You know what I mean? Like you're going to see him on the new season and he has all these followers. But you have to forgive me because I do not post as often as I thought I would of him. I post photos.
I think I remind you a lot to post for him. I'm like, honey, well, you post do, for this man.
But you know what it
change
is?
Change his profile.
He does. He's like, change his profile pic. But you know what happens? It's like, I'm just like a mama bear and I want to protect him as much as I can. And like, obviously I share him on social media. He has his own page and we share him on the show. But then I just feel like the rest of it, like the videos of him every day at home that we share with our family members.
Yeah, we don't share those.
Well, that's why I feel like that there has to be something that's just for us.
I totally agree.
So, and I think people are like, oh, I was expecting more videos or more stuff. Let's see his first word or first like mama. And I'm like, but that's for me.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
You're going to see so much on the show and we share so much of our lives. But I think I never expected to be so, although I did expect to be protective because I'm protective of my husband. You know what I mean? I'm so protective over the people I love, my family members, that I'm going to be even more so with my child.
I think you're right on point. Finding a balance. I think you're right on point with that, though. We definitely share a lot, and he's on the show.
Yeah.
And he's on the show because we're in reality, and that's what we do for a living. And also, he has his own page. But as far as
it's not 24/7 type
stuff. As far as sharing his first words, I don't know if that's going to happen. You're going to get some awesome photos and some smiles and things like that. You know, this man will have, you know, obviously if Instagram, so he'll probably have 1 million followers in another year or so. So, which is kind of cool.
Like I said in the beginning of this convo, like the internet, there's amazing things about it, but it's also not always the most kind place.
Double-edged sword.
So I feel like I want to protect him, and I really don't look at, the 0.01% that is negative. But, you know, you don't ever want to see any not nice things, especially when it comes to your children. All right, guys. So today's episode of Here's the Sitch is brought to you by HydroJug. I've spoken to you before about HydroJug and how important it is for you to stay hydrated throughout the day, especially during the holiday season when we are so busy. And some people start experiencing burnout and just getting run down with all of the extra things you have added on your to-do list. So you definitely want to make sure you are hydrating as much as you can. So HydroJug is seriously one of my favorite items. It's durable and reusable jugs, and they hold more than half a gallon of water. So you're able to easily stay hydrated all day. You can say goodbye to filling up your tiny water bottle every day thanks to HydroJug. Also, not only is it dishwasher safe, but it's a shatterproof bottle. So it withstands anything life throws at you, including being thrown by a toddler or being knocked down by a golden retriever or somebody just running by. It's the ideal water bottle for you to just stay hydrated all year. So it works for me. I think it will work for you guys. You can head over to the Hydro Jug and get your own at www.thehydrojug.com and use discount code SITUATION to get 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Use code SITUATION at thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today and start hydrating as soon as possible. Again, that's code SITUATION at thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today.
There's so many hurt people out there.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
For many, many years, I don't even really pay attention, but I've seen, I'm obviously 6 years sober, but in the beginning of my journey, people were like, oh, you're never going to be sober. And they would say such hurtful things, such about every stage of my life. Oh, you know, about prison. You're never going to make it in prison. And then when I came back from prison, you know, Jersey Shore should end and the show sucks. And, you know, people are just unhappy with themselves. You need to understand that and just keep moving forward. And that's why we take away any negative. And usually if I do see any negativity on social media, a lot of times I might not even delete it. I'll let like my fans go after them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I might restrict them, but you know, I just understand that these are hurt people and they're trying they're trying to hurt other people.
Yeah.
And that saltiness only seasons my sauce. You know, I'm going to keep moving forward and their opinion doesn't pay my bills. And sometimes these negative people, you know, these haters, they're the ones that pay the biggest price for the first row ticket in your show. Or they're the ones that, you know, DVR all your shows and watch everything.
It's crazy.
And they're on Reddit, you know, in the forums and things like that. So
yeah, they're watching the closest.
Yeah.
They're so, number one
and
stands.
At the end of the day, I think you should use any type of hate or any type of negativity to propel you forward more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think it's an interesting world when you are on social media and you have babies. I feel like you look at everything in a different light. But I'm
saying that this metaverse stuff, this is the beginning of the Matrix. They first started out with social medias. Now they're stepping that game up. My wife's looking at me, conspiracy theory. I'm telling you, we're in the beginning of the Matrix. People are buying real estate for crazy amounts of money, and I'm like, am I missing out on something, or is this crazy? And you know, even that NFT stuff, listen, is another, I guess this is another podcast, but we're really going,
really went down the rabbit hole.
We're doing the most out here in the streets. Let's celebrate the holidays, let's live our best life, eat our best life, and be our best self.
Yeah. So on to the next subject. If we're not going to do Jersey Shore teasers, what do you...
Let's go to the phoners, honey. Do you have the number by chance you can give the fans and subscribers so that maybe they can hit us up and let us know what their favorite holiday meals are? Obviously, I always love what you're grateful for and always try to be mindful. Again, guys, thank you so much for taking this ride with us. Life is not about the destination, but the journey. And anybody that listens to this podcast knows that... that we're fighting the good fight out here in the streets. We're a force of positivities. And, you know, I feel that this podcast is an avenue to help others, I think. Do we have the number?
I think the number, the Here's the Stitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. You can call us 24/7. The lines are always open.
Yeah, we got to go more to the phoners because, you know, some people do their podcasts and some of their shows strictly phoners.
Yeah, I think that we should do. I love the phoners because I love the podcast is for you guys. So I love hearing what is going on in your life, like what you want to hear more about, what topics you love, questions,
I love to solve problems too.
Yeah.
I'm a big troubleshooter in life.
Yeah. So make sure you call us 732-898-0414. And I'm going to head over to the first caller.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. My name is Brittany. I'm from Ohio. So I have a question. I guess it would mainly be for Mike. I am currently a probations officer and I have a sister who is in recovery. And a lot of the people that I get on probation are dealing with issues from substance abuse. A lot of the crimes that got them on probation are drug related. So I just wanted your advice as to, you know, what can I do as a probation officer to be better for them, to help them out more when it comes to substance abuse, addiction, and then also in my own personal life with my sister.
Wow. That is awesome. Technically, Big Daddy Sitch has just gotten off of probations, which it wasn't very easy to do that. It's called getting off of paper. I was on paper or probations for 2 years. We just celebrated that, my freedom on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It was a very special moment for me and my family. But as it relates to the question, I would suggest to what you can do on as a probation officer and relating to someone that is in recovery, I would just be on top of them to make sure that they're going to their meetings, that they have a sponsor, maybe a recovery network. You got to get down to the recipe that works for most of the people that are in recovery, including myself. Aftercare, IOP. And if anybody doesn't know what IOP is, it's usually... It's an intensive outpatient, meaning that you probably just left rehab. Or even sometimes if it's not so severe, you will send somebody to IOP and it's intensive outpatient where you'll go to a therapy session for 3 times out of the week. And out of those 3 times, the therapist will actually try to keep you on point. And from that particular point, the probation officer can get reports from the therapist. You know, how are they doing? How is their attitude, their morale? You know, do they have a sponsor? Are they, you know, going to meetings? How many meetings are they going to? You have to make sure that they have a little bit of a structure. Also, you know, exercise is key too. You know, are they living a healthy life? Do they have a job? You got to reintroduce that structure and you have to remove, and I'm sure that the probation officer knows, you have to remove the old people, places, and things, and you got to replace it with positive structure.
So my advice might not be popular with the masses.
Tough love? Oh. Tough love. Uh-huh. They did tough love with me for a while.
So I'm a fan of, if you are a probation officer and you are a PO of somebody in recovery or somebody struggling to get sober.
Like me?
Yeah. I think it's...
I was struggling in the beginning.
Yeah. And you were not a fan of your original setup. And yeah, she had a big part in...
She was tough.
She had a big part in...
She was tough.
Listen, you did the work, but she had a very big part in changing your life.
She held my feet to the fire, as they call it. It was really tough. And I was wondering why she was so tough on me.
And she was known to be a tough one. And for me as a family member supporting you, it was like... It felt like I had someone on my team. And I think it's a powerful thing that you can change somebody's life as a probation officer because you are granted access that family members are not as an adult. If an adult has an addiction problem, you know, you can't find out from a doctor or a rehab or anything or a hospital what is happening with this individual because they're an adult. There's HIPAA laws and they have the privacy in their life to do what they need to do. So it's very hard for people to find out what's happening and also make sure you're on the right path and hold your feet to the fire with the tough love in the right way. But as a probation officer, you get access to all of that. So I think might not be popular with certain people, but I think it's important for you to be really tough. And in that capacity, if they're somebody that's struggling with an addiction, because you have that power and you have that power to lead them and test them through it and call them and be like, hey, you didn't show up to therapy. Hey, your drug test came up. Like, hey, what is happening? Where no one else in their life is able to have those answers, where you know for a fact you didn't pass the drug test, or you know for a fact you didn't go to the meetings you were supposed to go to, and you just have that intangible power, and I think that you can really change a lot of people's lives in the position you're in.
Those meetings that you go to, which a lot of people don't understand, but they're just like changing the programming in your brain. You know what I'm saying? You are hearing other people's stories. You are hearing that your way didn't work. And they really do help. I remember I went to 90 meetings in 90 days in the beginning, as well as IOP and therapy and all that. So I think it's very important that anybody that's struggling with addiction, they get structure. And not little story, but truth. I don't know if it's truth be told, but my probation officer used to call my wife and she'd be like, I'm about to do this. I'm about to take him to the judge. And my wife would be like, yeah, let's do it. So yeah, I was a real tough cookie because not only was I wild, but I had a lot of resources. You know what I mean? I was on a TV show.
When you're a famous person, whether you have the resources or not, because when Mike eventually spent his resources, you know, he then still had his celebrity to fall back on. So when people were a yes man when they saw him. So people would give him whatever he asked for, you know, from doctors to friends to whatever. Like if he asked for something, they just gave it to him. Yep. Like no questions asked, no nothing. So it's very challenging to fight an addiction that way. And yeah, like his original officer was there, put in his life for a reason. And he probably hated every minute of it. And when he talks about all this extra work he did the work 100%. But do you know he was held to the fire that he had no other choice but to do that work.
Yep.
So through his experience of going through that, he agrees that that is the right path for somebody to change their life, get sober and stay the course. But at the time that he was doing it, he was like, I don't want to fucking do this.
But guess what? He didn't
have a choice in the matter.
I tried everything. Yeah.
So I think being a probation officer for someone in recovery or trying to get sober is just, you know, that tough love is so important. And you have the power to change their life. And that is a very special thing.
Hashtag tough love.
Yo, Mike and Lauren, this is Katie from Iowa, right? Iowa does exist. I know. Fascinating. Huge fan of you guys. Love you. I am so in love with your guys' podcast. I love you guys so much. You two are everything that I am. Positivity, determination, and be better, not bitter. You know, great words by the situation over here. I do have a question for you guys because I struggle with this. How do you find yourself not judging other people? You know, and I try really hard not to judge, and it's a really hard thing. And, you know, with the world that we're living in right now, it's kind of hard not to.
Oh, that's a good question. It's not easy not to judge. I know it happens a lot with all of us. I think a good rule of thumb is to understand that we're human, you know, and we all make mistakes. And sometimes we only make those decisions out of experience, you know, education and what we're going through, obviously our surroundings and things like that. So you combine all of those factors and they're all different for all of us. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that there's going to be different point of views and that, you know, sometimes you have to let people's decisions play out, you know, and try not to judge.
I think the more life humbles you and the more shit you've gone through, the less you judge.
Oh my God, that is amazing. I actually, I don't want to interrupt, but there is an amazing quote that I just saw. And they said that there's two types of people. There are people that are humble, and number two, people that are about to be humble.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, your question is a 40-second question, you know, or a 15-second question, because your other part of the voicemail was just, you know, being sweet and introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about you. So I don't know your story. And I don't know the context of the judging thing, but for me, listen, when I was a teenager or in high school in early 20s, I was probably judging McJudgerson,
of
everyone's life decisions and where they were and what they were doing. But life humbles you.
Exactly. And BDS helped you with that.
And when you go through some shit, you don't judge anyone's story. You have no idea where they are in their path. And it's like those quotes that are like, you know, always be kind because you never know what someone's going through.
Oh,
like the person online in front of you at coffee place or behind you, like you don't know what they're fighting. And life is fucking hard.
Tough.
And I've fought some hard things in my life through things with my husband, things with my family, things, you know, that you're going to see on the new season. Like life throws you curveballs and you never know what people are going through. So I don't judge anybody because of the things that I've experienced. And I think it just takes, for me, it was life experience. But for some other people, it might be just, you know, educating yourself on life and things that can go wrong. And people don't share, you know, things that they're going through. People might go to work every day with a smile on their face and you say, how's your weekend? And they're like, great. And they could have a sick child at home. You know what I mean? Like, they could have terminally ill people around them, and they're just living life in the moment day by day, one day at a time. So you just, life is too short to, you know, to harp on that stuff. But yeah, I would never judge. And this is coming from someone who was a former judger. Believe me.
You definitely were a former judger.
Because I was naive and inexperienced and grew up in a bubble.
Uneducated, but
mainly unexperienced, because, you know, I had an amazing upbringing and I didn't see a ton of struggle growing up. But then I had some experiences, so that changed me as a person. But I'm grateful for all of it because it made me into a more well-rounded individual.
I agree. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch Positive Podcast You Never Know You Needed. I think we're going to go to the phoners a little bit more going forward. I really like hearing from the fans and subscribers. And it seems baby Romeo is up. So it's time to tend to the youngest member of the family.
Yeah. So make sure you give us a call. The number is 732-898-0414. And we will speak to you guys soon.